This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Hello and welcome to the Well, Well, Well show, brought to you live every Tuesday from midday. My name is Murray and I have Tex and Carlos in the room. I want to thank Chris for the news and I want to thank Adam for the morning show. We did things out of order this morning, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
We played our song, Where Is the Love First?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Because we're all about love here. How are you guys?
Just gorgeous. Really good. Thank you, my dear.
Really well. Really
I'm great.
Well.
It's really
a,
well.
It's a fantastic day.
Because it's your birthday.
Exactly.
It's Carlos's birthday, so send him some love. Look, I personally have just returned from the 23rd World Volunteering Conference on the Gold Coast. The weather seems to have followed me, so that's pretty good. And so I've decided to explore in more depth on today's show volunteering, and in particular community and corporate volunteering, and what those terms actually mean in today's landscape.
It sounds really exciting, Murray. And we've got a special guest coming in to discuss these topics today.
Absolutely. Joining us today is our special guest, Matt Temple from the National Australia Bank. Matt will be exploring volunteering from a different perspective, corporate volunteering.
So, we talk about all topics related to the GLBTI community, and we're all about sex, health and well-being. Now, Tex,
yes,
we love people to actually interact with us.
We do indeed.
And there's several ways for them to get involved in the conversation, isn't it?
Oh, there's a plethora of ways.
Plethora.
Favourite word. You can like us on Facebook. It's easy. Facebook.com/well, well, well, joy. You can call in on 1300-JOY-949, or if you want to get in contact with us right here in the studio, you can send us an email or an SMS. The email, onair@joy.org.au, or the SMSs are 0427-JOY-949, or you can even tweet us because we're in the 21st century?
Yep.
That's it. 21st. It's not 22nd yet. While to go. And the tweeting is @wellwellwelljoy.
Listen, on today's show, we're discussing all things volunteering. My name is Murray. I'm the volunteer coordinator at VAC. So it was my turn to choose a topic, and obviously I navigated towards volunteering. To start the conversation, we're joined in the studio by Matt Temple from the National Australia Bank. Welcome, Matt. Everybody give Matt a round of applause.
Thank you.
How are you going?
Good.
Good.
Matt, the words volunteering and bank rarely seem to be used in the same sentence. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do at NAB?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show today. NAB has been involved with corporate volunteering for the last 16 years. My job is engaging our employees with community groups like Victorian AIDS Council and Joy 94.9. Last year, our employees undertook over 18,000 days of volunteering across Australia in their local community. We work with hundreds of community groups each year, and basically any registered not-for-profit can access our volunteer program.
That's amazing. What was that, 18,000?
Over 18,000,
That is just crazy, if you're thinking about that in terms of sort of monetary value, the hours, and stuff like that. So why did NAB get involved?
Well, NAB believes that as a large corporate, we have a responsibility not only to give back, but work in our local community. The volunteer program started when our CEO at the time used to give each employee a day off a year to spend however they liked. One of our finance executives suggested that that they change this to 2 days a year where our employees can volunteer in their local community.
So in terms of the staff that actually go and volunteer at VAC, what has been their response, and can you share any kind of success stories, if you want?
Well, they love it. They love volunteering with VAC. I've actually been there with my team a couple of weeks ago, actually.
We gave you the red carpet arrival, didn't we?
Thank you.
Royal,
yes, you did.
Royal treatment. I said to my boss, I said, these are the VIPs. We need to look after them.
We engage a lot with Victorian AIDS Council. I think, you know, especially in the lead up to peak times like World AIDS Day, the recent 2014 AIDS
conference. Yeah. We actually had NAB volunteers in every day leading up to that conference. Yeah.
And it's it's just a day out of the office. It's totally a 180 to what they do in their normal day to day. They come through, they get a bit of a briefing about what the organisation is about, and they just really enjoy that sort of getting to know, you know, how they can help out. And a lot of times we find that employees will actually come back in their own time and help with those organisations that really resonate with them.
So why do you think the Victorian AIDS Council is a sort of popular choice for corporate volunteers? Because, I mean, we'll post jobs and I'll do that with you, but we always seem to get a really sort of strong response. What do you think the reasons for that are?
For us, word of mouth is big. So we have a database, and our database actually asks employees to provide feedback at the end of their day. You know, I'll often hear people, you know, while I'm making coffee in the kitchen, say, "I did a volunteer day yesterday, dot, dot, dot." And it's always like, you know, the person wants to know what organisation they volunteered with. And, you know, all in all, Victorian AIDS Council is amazing feedback. You know, always says what a great day, how much fun it is. They get lollies, they get this, they get some time to
go out. They get lube.
Yes, they get lube.
They get free lube and condoms, which comes from your area, Tex.
Indeed, it does. And we're more than happy because quite often the volunteers will be making red ribbons. But indeed, in addition to that, they make up our safe sex kits, which we distribute throughout the community throughout the year. But there are some heavy times of the year. There was the AIDS 2014 conference, there's World AIDS Day, but then at the start of summer, we have the wonderful Midsummer Festival, and it's just remarkable. I see the volunteers have races to see how many they can do. They do them right. You know,
they're competitive.
They don't mess up.
Volunteers,
they
we love it.
Are.
Yeah,
but yeah, they have a great time. It seems because they're always smiling. It's great, and they get to chat because they're from everywhere, aren't they? They're from different places, different parts of the bank.
A lot of times we'll have teams that will come together, but just as many times we'll actually have you know, people coming from very different areas of the bank.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, for us doing events, it wouldn't be possible without the help of the volunteers. And that's why I think all of us take a minute or two to just stop by and say hello. Just, you know, smile.
You always, because I'm the volunteer coordinator, so I set up that day. It's really important to make sure that the corporates that are coming in, because they're technically not really community volunteers, that they get given a sort of overview of, you know, our organisation, why we exist, a little bit of HIV 101, and then they always sort of, they feel sort of more informed and more educated. So I think that's really great as well.
It is.
Hey, listen, we've got some messages. I'm going to, hopefully I read this, I'm going to read it slowly. Hippo birdie to use Carlos from Daryl. Do you understand that language?
Thank you.
Well, the next message is Feliz cumpleaños, Carlos. Have a wonderful day from Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to a song, shall we?
Yep.
Yeah,
so what song? Are we going to play the right song, Tex?
I don't know. Yes, I think we are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which song?
To the End of the Earth by Jessica Mabo.
Indeed. I wasn't going to pronounce her surname because I always get the surnames wrong.
Mowboy.
Oh, you saw it. Carlos was wrong. Great.
In the studio today, we have Matt Temple, who was telling us all about the wonders of corporate volunteering. Now, Matt, you attended the World Volunteering Conference with me on the Gold Coast. What did you take away from it?
I really enjoyed the volunteering conference. It was great to meet so many community groups and other corporates. Mm. It's refreshing to see that the corporates in other countries have the same challenges we do in Australia.
Yeah.
I found this year there were a lot of sessions based on corporate volunteering, and these were very well attended by both community groups and other corporates. This is great for us because it demystifies what corporate volunteering is all about. Mm. A lot of not-for-profits may think it's a little bit too hard, but I think we've tried to make it as easy a process as possible. And, you know, it's great working with, you know, we work with a couple of hundred community groups every year.
Yeah. So I wouldn't really say it's a new phenomenon. corporate volunteering, but certainly you're hearing a lot more about it.
It's a lot more emerging. There's every other week we hear of new corporates jumping on and, starting some sort of corporate responsibility program.
Yeah, yeah. But NAB has been doing it since...
16 years, 1998.
That's amazing.
It is.
So I can imagine back 16 years ago, people were like, what's this all about?
Yeah, it was. Initially, it was, it started off quite small, and we've grown. Actually, this year, we've actually we've committed to a million hours. So by 2018, we'll have contributed a million hours to the community, which is a value of about $50 million.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's huge.
And do you get much requests from other organisations apart from BAC?
Yeah. We work with many different organisations, many different ways. Like, for example, we have a really great relationship with Sacred Heart Mission.
Yeah.
There's lots of volunteering we do. We work in their kitchen with their meals program, and we also have op shop assistants. So we'll work every Monday. We send volunteers out there to work in the kitchen. We'll work daily on a daily basis in one of the op shops. Mm. Other organisations will only come to us once a year when they need help for some major event.
Matt, does every employee take up the opportunity to do this? Is it a popular thing for people to do?
It's very popular. We have 1 in 2 people volunteer through our program, so it's about a 50% uptake.
And just to stop you there, when you actually think of the National Australia Bank, that's right across Australia.
Yep.
Rural towns, in local towns, that we're talking all of the staff across Australia.
That's right.
Yeah.
Quite remarkable.
So, go on.
That was about it.
I like to butt in. Sorry. We're lost for words. Yeah. Have we mentioned it's Carlos's birthday? Because it is. It's his birthday. No, so for me, with this conference, what I took away from it is the evolving definition of what volunteering is. So traditionally, what your mindset may sort of, come up with when you sort of think of volunteers is changing, and it's changing through the corporate volunteering. It's changing through community volunteering. We've got student volunteering. And then the type of volunteers that are attracted to positions. So, you can, for a whole host of reasons, but a really good example that was given to me is, doctors are volunteers, lawyers are volunteers. Yep. We've got CEOs of companies that are volunteers. So if really you sort of stretch that out, it really starts to, starts to explore, all the different type of volunteers that we actually have.
Yeah, we've, initially when we first started, it was just general volunteering. So general volunteering is planting a tree, cooking a meal. But in the last few years, we've actually been working in skill-based volunteering. So that's our guys, our employees coming out and helping community groups out with their skills.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Listen, we want to thank you for coming in today, Matt.
Happy to be here.
I think I got you. I said earlier, I think I got you at a moment of weakness when I said, would you come on the radio?
You certainly did.
Actually, you said no, and then I asked again, because that's what I do until someone says yes. So listen, thanks, Matt, for coming in. We really appreciate that. And if people want to get, if there's any organisations out there that want to get involved with corporate volunteering with NAB, how do they do that?
Just have a look on our website. So it's nab.com.au/volunteering.
Fantastic.
We do have to say a big thanks to Matt Temple from NAB, who gave us a great insight into corporate volunteering and why the volunteering is so important to the staff at NAB.
Indeed. And we have been talking about the jobs that the volunteers at NAB have been doing, but there's many other jobs, there's many other kind of volunteering at VAC. And Murray, I think this is your area, so...
Absolutely, it's my area. Listen, 90% of the workforce of VAC is made up of volunteers. So as you can imagine, we've got varied types of volunteers. We've got our community volunteers, our student volunteers, and of course our corporate volunteers, which Matt spoke about earlier. But with that, we have many different roles. And I thought, given I am the one that came up with the show today, and yep, I'm basically the boss today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
While I have you two here.
Murray, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday, so we'll share that. I thought while I have you two here that you could maybe talk about your area and the volunteer roles within that. So, Tex, we'll start with you.
Okie doke.
go for it. Explain your area.
Okay, it's funny.
You've got 15 seconds.
Because as we were saying farewell to Matt, I'm saying to him, this is my area. I work in outreach. So I manage the outreach project and, really importantly, the outreach volunteers. And the volunteers who work in outreach are just a bunch of same-sex attracted men who talk to other gay and bisexual men and, to some instances, to trans men as well, about HIV, other sexually transmitted infections. We like to say gay 101 because there are all sorts of questions that people ask, because the guys that we speak to, whether it's online, which is anonymous, of course, because it's we're not having, but we don't have a chat in the main chat room. We actually have a privated to one side conversation. I'm describing this with my hands, which is no good for radio.
It's great for us.
but a privated conversation. So it's not within the main chat room. It's where someone can ask the volunteer any question they have ever wanted to have answered in relation to HIV or sexually transmitted infections or the mechanics of gay sex, if you like. Equally, in a sex on-premises venue, when we work in a couple around town in the suburbs, it's different because it's face-to-face. So the volunteer is actually able to respond to body language, to seeing where the person is comfortable talking. But also they're trained, if you like, to draw out questions from people so that they can provide the best possible service.
Because people don't always ask the question that they want to ask. It goes around swings and roundabouts until they actually get to it. That's right?
Oh, indeed. Look, I once, so before volunteers did this work, staff used to do this work, and I once sat in a sauna where a guy talked to me about Neighbours. Now, I don't watch commercial TV, so I had no idea what he was talking about, but he went on and on and on and on and on about all the different characters of Neighbours, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the conversation, he said, is oral sex safe?
Yeah.
And I had to be ready to listen to that cue for... this is the question you're dying to know. So I could explain to him about oral sex, and then we could go on and talk about a whole lot of other issues. And it turned out that this guy was in his mid-30s. He had never discussed his sexuality with a doctor, never really discussed it with anyone. So he was bursting full of questions, and he didn't feel comfortable talking to his doctor because he'd gone to the doctor ever since he was a kid. So mum and dad still went to the same doctor.
Absolutely. Yep.
And it was a revelation to him, for me to say to him, well, you could go to a different doctor if you like, and you could even go and see a gay doctor. And goodness gracious me, it looked, I could have knocked him over with a feather to say, a gay doctor? You mean there are gay doctors? but, you know, some people don't know.
Yes.
And so it's really important that the volunteers are trained to be able to recognise signals of how to extend a conversation and perhaps tell the person more than they wanted to know. But in doing that, they actually get to share a great deal about what, you know, what's going on, what life is all about.
So would you say that switching it over, because you said that there were staff in it, that changing it over to volunteers is to give it that sort of that really peer-based...
Exactly. Sure, as a gay man, I could talk to people, other gay and bisexual guys, but having a vast variety of guys who come with their own understandings is really important, because not everybody is going to want to talk to a dreary old person like me, but they might want to talk to someone else.
Yeah.
So giving people the opportunities to speak to different people over different times, because in some venues you'll come across the same people every day of the week, so giving them the opportunity to speak to different people and the staff in a venue as well, it's a really valuable opportunity for people.
It is. Look, I started, when I started with VAC, I started as a volunteer with Tex, who I always say it's my mentor.
I thought you were going to say he was a bitch.
No. And it is a great way as well to that feeling that you get of giving back to the community when you're volunteering.
Absolutely.
You are part of the community, therefore you actually doing something for it.
And look, indeed, as a volunteer, you get to meet other volunteers. So to a degree, you can increase your friendship circle as well. If you're new to town, you might know a heck of a lot about HIV and other STIs, but if you don't have people to talk to, it can be great to join a group of volunteers and an organisation like the Victorian AIDS Council, where there are heaps of volunteers and all sorts of people that you can get to meet. So, yeah, it's volunteering. I started with the organisation 25 years ago this year as a volunteer. So I'm always selling the benefits of volunteering because it's a great way to get to know people and to help.
We are discussing all things volunteering. We've discussed today corporate volunteering and we moved on to community volunteering. In particular, we've been talking with Tex, who runs the outreach program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking as if you're not in the room, but you
are
in
the room. I am in the room.
Tex, how do people get involved if they want to become an outreach worker and work in the sex on-premise venues or online? How do they get involved?
Well, look, there's a variety of options. First things first, probably a good idea is to go and have a look at our website because we're in the internet world now, so having a look on the website, the Victorian AIDS Council website, just go to your favourite search engine, perhaps the one starting with G, type in Victorian AIDS Council and look up outreach under services or vac.org.au/outreach is a good way to get there. And look, on that page, it gives the dates for the next lot of training, which is coming up in October, the 18th and the 25th of October. And at the moment, I'm interviewing guys who have been through our volunteer induction to find out if they're suitable. And I have my first interview today, so I'm looking forward to interviewing a new batch of guys to who are interested in getting into the outreach work.
So that training, so that you said it was on the 18th and 25th, that's Saturday?
They're both Saturdays. It's two Saturdays. And look, it's really necessary that volunteers or potential volunteers have the ability to attend both training days. It's pretty intense work. We start at 10 o'clock in the morning and finish at 5, but we do provide time for plenty of breaks, including morning and afternoon tea, and we provide lunch as well. But the work is involved is going out into the field. So when we're in that room and deciding on how we talk about HIV and other sexually transmitted infections with guys. We do some large group work, some small group work. There's a few practical exercises to get guys used to talking to people, whether it's online or whether it's face-to-face, about these issues, these topics to do with HIV.
Because, I mean, let's face it, this isn't for everyone.
Oh, indeed.
This is you have a lot of people that do the training course and then for whatever reason don't end up going into the venues.
Yeah, look, well, a few people. I'm quite clever at deciding who's going to be good as an outreach volunteer.
You've been doing it for
perhaps who's not. I've been doing it for time
enough,
out of mine. But yeah, look, guys, well, we don't just throw guys in at the deep end and say, well, look, you've done the training, now you can do it. We have volunteers who go out with the new potential volunteer and they mentor them so that they there's someone there.
And so there's good support.
People are able to be mentored online or in a sex on-premises venue as often as they like. Generally, it only takes guys one or two sessions before they feel comfortable. But some, you know, there are some guys. Once one person who wanted to be mentored 9 times, and he's still with the program. So it was worthwhile him getting firmly established and feeling comfortable in talking to people.
Yeah, great. Listen, if anyone wants to, anyone wants to get involved in volunteering at the Victorian AIDS Council, they can phone up our main reception and ask for the volunteer coordinator, which is me, and if we have a chat and it's outreach that you're interested in, I'll certainly pass you over to Tex. But Carlos,
yes,
tell us about your role. It's your birthday.
Did we
Carlos's
mention that?
Birthday. Have we mentioned that? Tell us about your area that you work for and the volunteer involvement in that.
Right. I run the Sexual Adventurous Man Project. And I do use volunteers when we have events, very specific events we get involved in. For example, dance parties, Southern Hibernation, A Week of Leather. There's a lot of workshops going on.
And you do all the fun events?
Yes. A bit hands-on. Well, yeah, kind of.
A bit handsy.
And it's all to do with the promotion of Down and Dirty. Down and Dirty was the website that was born through consultations on the SAM community. Apart from that, we just established a new SAM action group, which is six or seven guys that are volunteering. And they're actually making the decisions on where the project is going to next. So it's very different kind of volunteering. But
it's almost like when you sort of put invest in the volunteers, it's almost like the they're the drivers of it. It's like community control.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what kind of things is that reference group or that working group deciding on?
We are deciding on workshops, a series of workshops that we're doing probably next year. And it's going to be during a weekend. And, of course, it's going to be called the Down and Dirty Weekend.
Oh, that's a great name for it, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Are there any particular topics that you're thinking might come up in that discussion, in those discussions?
Look, yes, there's topics being thrown around, but for sure we're organising with Vic Leather a workshop on drugs and party.
Yes.
So harm reduction kind of approach. Other than that, it's going to be sexual practices.
Great.
Different.
And you're just like your volunteering area in the SAM project and in the outreach area, and we've got volunteers that work at our Positive Living Centre, in our community support team, in our HIV and AIDS legal centre, in our counselling area. I could go on.
Oh, well, you can add in we have volunteers who work on our reception. There
in
are
our
daytime
kitchen.
Volunteers.
Yep.
There are
we've got hairdressers.
Hairdressers, masseurs. All sorts of people. Yeah. And there are some people who don't have those special skills but just have general admin skills who help out in doing admin skills as well.
And our special events like World AIDS Day, Midsummer Carnival. But it's important to point out if you we run induction information sessions that I run every 2 months, or you can phone up and we can have a chat over the phone, because there'll be somewhere that we'll be able to place you. So in your area, Carlos, for the SAM project, yours is very particular in terms of the volunteers that we recruit.
It's very specific, as I said. But yeah, there's a lot. There is lots of parties going on. There's even private parties going on that we get involved in.
Yeah.
So.
So I think what we're drawing to is if you want to get involved as a volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council, call me on 9865-6700, is that right?
That's right.
That's right.
You looked at me then and I thought...
Is that right?
Oh, yes, it is the phone number.
Actually, we've received a message. It says, "Hello, Tom here. Great show. I just did volunteering in transport. I'm working for VAC and it's great. I'm meeting so many interesting people and hearing stories." From Tom.
Amazing.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. It's always great to hear from volunteers. It's great to hear from anyone when we're here on Joy 94.9. We are drawing towards the end of our show, but we're not quite there yet.
Where does the time go? The time just flies.
It flies. When you're having so much fun.
So much fun on your birthday.
On my birthday.
Have I mentioned that it's Carlos's birthday?
You, I think we might have mentioned it once or 17 times, yeah.
Okay, good. Just wanted everyone to know.
A plethora of happy birthdays.
Yes.
Indeed. We have been talking volunteering, and as Murray said just before, those important community service announcements, if you do want to volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council, you can go to our website for sure, vac.org.au, and that will give you an idea of all of the services provided by the Victorian AIDS Council. And you can also get in contact with us on the phone, 9865-6700. We have Facebook presence on Facebook, and as we discussed at the top of the show, even with Well Well Well, we have a Well 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 Facebook page, which is it's facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
Oh, you can find it.
Indeed. And you'd get the same thing by going to facebook.com/Victorian AIDS Council. all sorts of opportunities for volunteers to get involved in the organisation. Of course, we are coming up very soon to World AIDS Day on the 1st of December.
And we're going to need lots of volunteers for that. So get in contact with us. But, I mean, if you're a community organisation out there and you were listening to Matt Temple from the National Australia Bank and you need volunteers perhaps for your organisation, get in contact with Matt at NAB. You can find him at nab.com.au/volunteering and find out a little bit more about corporate volunteering, because that's that was really interesting to hear that as well.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was indeed.
Something else which I've just picked up off the screen is that we got a new member during the show.
Wow.
Jake became a member and made a very generous donation as well. So thank you to Jake.
Thanks, Jacob. Jacob or Jake?
New members. Jake.
Jake.
Oh, I called him Jacob. Yeah, I'm sure he's used to many names, including, hey, they're gorgeous. Jake became a new member, and, of course, you can become a member at any time of Joy 94.9. You can do it by phoning 1300-JOY-949, or you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. We have to thank Stephen and Daryl, who messaged in for Carlos's birthday.
Thank you so much.
We need to thank Tom. And, of course, you've already thanked Matt, our guest, I think.
No, I didn't.
Oh, could you thank Matt, our guest?
Oh, it's implied.
It's implied. Okie doke.
Thanks, Matt.
We will be back once again. When?
Next week, same place.
Yes, indeed.
12:04 on the dot.
That's
after the news.
After the news, we'll have another exciting show. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we'll be back with you next week. Cheers, everyone,
bye.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.